The views and opinions expressed by the guests, callers, and hosts on this and all Rents Radio Network programs do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the network, its commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. In these controversial times, we believe the First Amendment and freedom of the press are absolutely essential to the survival of our nation. Thank you. And now, enjoy the program.
Welcome back. It's Friday, and I did promise you that it would be getting crazier and crazier. It is. Last night, Hillary Clinton ran right off the rails. Her crazy train just really went over the top. Can you imagine, seriously, if Donald Trump lost it like she did last night? Now, do remember that Gary Burns' book, former Secret Service agent and the FBI agent, prior to that, who wrote a book, Gary Aldrich, I believe his name is, years ago, about his time in the Clinton White House. Both of them served under the Clintons in the 90s. Used to talk about her rage and her terrible disrespect, her use of the N-word, her cursing, her Secret Service agents, escorts. The woman clearly has been hiding a vast part of her personality through the good graces of her friends, the mainstream media. She is very ill. In all likelihood, she is terminally ill. And last night, she lost it and began yelling. And this is really something. When you look at Rents, look at the homepage, look at the top two pictures, and check out that second one. That is unadulterated rage and anger. It's really nutty. Meanwhile, over in the Middle East, things are getting even worse. We may be moving unquestionably toward a conflict between Russia and the so-called United States. It's getting to be very dicey over there. Crazy John Kerry is saying that nobody but American planes, and apparently American allied planes, should be allowed to fly over Syria. Not the Syrian Air Force over their own country, not the Russian Air Force invited in there by Assad. Kerry is nuts. Of course, he's doing the bidding of his controllers. If they try to prevent the Russians from flying in Syria, we may have World War III. We do know that the Russians have issued new rules of engagement, and they have made it clear, Putin has, that anybody posing a direct threat to the Syrian military in the air will be shot down. So we've really drawn the line in the sand several times over. We're going to talk to Dean Henderson about that and about the Clinton campaign and this whole American presidential reality show, freak show in many ways. Dean, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you? Thanks for having me.
I'm amazed, I guess. I'm tired and I'm amazed. It gets crazier and nuttier all the time. You saw the clip from Hillary last night, and for those of you who didn't, I guess I should maybe play it for the folks out there and Now, this woman, this is real anger. She asks, quasi-rhetorically, why aren't I 50 points ahead? She can't understand it, I guess. You saw it. What'd you think?
Well, she's a psychopath, is what I think, and that's what they do. And, I mean, just drunk with power. One of the emails I got a hold of hers lately that they're lying about and trying to hide was one to Lady Lynn Forrester Rothschild.
Oh, yes. I know that
one. Yeah. Do you see that one? And, you know, so, I mean, she's a just a lieutenant for the Rothschilds.
She was groveling. She said, what can I do to make penance? Penance.
Penance is the word.
Groveling, yeah.
So it's the Dixie Mafia versus the Las Vegas Mafia. That's the election. So, in a nutshell, it's not good. But it's serious bad. I mean, and then the economy's just going to the toilet.
The economy is terminal. It is talking about terminal. The economy is not going to recover. They're going to probably take it all the way down, set up a whole new shakedown, and start over again. Everybody's going to be out of luck. Your pension's gone. Your savings gone. They're just going to screw everybody.
Yeah, it's the Shemitah, you know, the Shemitah stuff. You're probably familiar with that, but that's a Hebrew word. And every 7 years, okay, so in the Torah, you're not supposed to plant the land, and you're supposed to leave the land fallow and all this stuff. And I'm supposed to toughen you up. So there's this Shemitah every 7 years in the Torah. Uh-huh. This is the seventh.
So that's
year,
that's applying to the economy.
Exactly.
Oh.
That's the whole thing. The factories will grind to a halt and all this, and banks will close. And but this is bigger. This is the 49th year, because seven is a, you know, it's a magic number for the Satanists and these Talmudic smut bags.
Seven times seven, yeah.
Seven times seven, 49. So we're in the 49th, and they call it a Jubilee or the Shabbat. And that's actually happened on October 2nd. And two words, Deutsche Bank. Keep your eye on that, everybody, because Deutsche Bank is seriously close to going under. A little history, that's the Warburg Bank. The Warburgs are one of the eight owners of the New York Federal Reserve. And, you know, they funded Lenin, sent him into Russia through Germany on a sealed train, financed that.
Right.
They funded IG Farben, the Nazi conglomerate of which Bayer came out of, which just bought Monsanto, and also hoaxed, and BASF were part of that. They shorted the airline and insurance stocks on 9/11. They were the ones. That Harvey Pitt, Bush's, FCC chairman came out, and then he got real quiet the next day. So we're going to get to the bottom of this, and then they didn't. But Barron's actually ran an article all about it, and it was Deutsche Bank. So then in 2010, the year before that, they had bought Bankers Trust, which is just what it sounds like. It's a trust for bankers, and that was, you know, it's American Bank. And that bank is the biggest, it's top five shareholder in all the big four horsemen oil companies, BP, Chevron, ExxonMobil, Royal Dutch Shell.
Uh-huh.
So they bought that. They became the world's biggest bank for a while, and they've since been passed. But, you know, it's a mess. I mean, they were just, on September 15th, they were fined $14 billion by the U.S. Justice Department, and their market cap right now is about $18 billion. And it's not good. So they're the ones that wrote an article a while back. They're offered a 5% CD, which you don't have to be an economist to figure out that that's just not possible when you're doing housing loans at, you know, 3% or whatever.
No.
That was a signal that they're going under right there. They're just trying to get the suckers' money before they go under. They've got 7,000 lawsuits pending against them.
Wow. That I hadn't heard.
It's not just this one. And then, you know, their stock's been plummeting. They got, you know, in 2014, between 2014 and 15, their risk capital doubled. And they're leveraged at 29 to 1 right now, which, you know, fractional reserve lending, you can do 10 to 1. Until 2004, the U.S. government only allowed banks to be leveraged 12 to 1. And then J.P. Morgan Chase and Citigroup and these big banks.
Oh, they're dead men walking.
They're dead walking is what they are. And And, you know, they're the ones also that screwed Greece. They're the ones tightening the screws on Greece, you know, and trying to force austerity out of them. So it's karma in a way. But, you know, it's kind of funny. So what is it? So is it, you know, is it the, I mean, it's just like when Lehman went down, you know, Lehman was one of the 8 Fed owners at that time. They went down. So now the Warburg is going to go down. So is this kind of like the, you know, the Rothschilds starting to eat their own? And starting to really take over everything, even knocking these Warburgs out, knocking these Lehmans out.
That's pretty big stuff.
The big stuff. It's end game time. And that's what these people do. And that's like Hillary's handlers. And that's what these kind of people do. And they're just so drunk with power. They're satanic. And they just want everything. And so that's probably what it is. But it's going to take the whole thing. I mean, it's going to make Lehman Brothers look like nothing when this happens. And it's probably going to happen around the time of October 2nd, which is this Shemitah thing.
How interesting.
It's really getting close. So everyone should prepare and get your money in local banks, keep some money at home. And
credit unions.
Stock up. Credit unions are best. Yeah. Because those guys are answering them to you. At least you know who they are, and they live in your town. And, you know, they're not schmucks. They don't have the ethics of these or the lack of ethics of these, you know, the Wall Street banks. So
the only thing I've read about Deutsche Bank, Dean, is that I don't know who wrote it, but it basically said that they are in fact dead already. They're just still twitching.
They are dead. I don't see how, you know, I heard the number of $13 trillion to bail them out, and the Germans are just not in the mood for that. They're already reeling from this refugee thing that Merkel screwed up. And, you know, they don't have it, you know, they're getting crushed. And it's all orchestrated because, again, you know, the whole, my take on the refugee thing, it's, again, the Rothschilds and the British bankers who are bombing, along with the U.S., bombing Syria, bombing Iraq, bombing Afghanistan, emptying out those countries. All those people have to go somewhere. They're going to Europe. So they overload Europe with refugees, divide and conquer, make people hate each other. Bottom line, it sinks the economy of the Eurozone. And that's what they're after, and that's why City of London did the Brexit, because they want out, because they're sinking the ship of the euro right now. And it's problem, reaction, solution, the old Masonic,
well, I guess, yeah, I guess,
dialectic.
And guess, you know, guess, oh, who's, gee, you know, guess who steps in and buys Europe for pennies on the dollar.
Yeah, exactly. So, and they're sitting pretty now on the other side of the channel over there, just waiting for it to happen, and encouraging it and wanting it to happen. So the crash of Deutsche Bank would fit into that scenario also, where they really want to bring down Germany, France, countries where there's still unions, countries like Sweden and Norway that don't like Israel, you know, and just the whole Eurozone, because it, you know, it's just it's just not their cup of tea. They can't just do whatever they want and be mercantilist, which is what the British have always done. So yeah, it's you know, and it fits in with the Syrian situation as well, because, you know, you basically have the British and then the Americans. I mean, that's who's created ISIS, that's who created Al Qaeda, that's who created Bin Laden. That's who all these fake Islamists are. I mean, you know, they're not. It's just when you look at those guys, you just go, that's British intelligence. I mean, they change names. You know, it's like Daesh, and then they're also on their ISIL or their ISIS or their, you know, Takfiris or Salafis or they're Wahhabis or, you know, and they kind of do that, I think, intentionally just to confuse people. And, you know, but the bottom line is they're British intelligence, and that's what you need to know.
Interesting you mentioned that, because I was going to ask you about the Russians and their caliber missiles. And they took out the command and control of these foreign agents, Mossad, the Brits, the Americans, who were running the terrorists in Aleppo and directing the operation there, and the Russian caliber missiles killed them all, apparently.
Yeah, I think there's 30 Mossad agents killed in that.
Yeah.
Israeli Mossad agents. So if that doesn't tell you something, what are they doing in Aleppo? What are they doing in the Golan Heights, building roads into Syria, which they occupy, the Golan Heights? And so, you know, and then there's all these ISIS people in the Golan Heights. What are they doing there? Come on, people, wake up. I mean, it's just, you know, it's so transparent what's going on here.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's all about taking out Assad, because Assad is a uniter. He's a Ba'ath Party guy, and that ideology means Christians, Muslims, Jews.
And who else was in Ba'ath Party?
Unite.
Saddam Hussein.
Exactly. And trying to unite people instead of divide people. It doesn't work out for oil pipelines and oil contracts when you unite people. The whole idea in the Middle East is to keep it constantly stirred up, constantly at war. And really, the Israelis have a greater interest in that than anyone. But the British and Americans and their proxies are all have that interest. And so that's what they're doing. And, yeah, the Russians aren't going to take this no-fly zone stuff. And, they already bombed the Syrian army.
We did.
And it's just, oh, my God.
For
almost an hour after this fake thing, this false flag where, this convoy was bombed with ISIS pickups driving right beside the convoy.
And no craters in the ground, by the way. They looted the convoy and then burned it.
Yeah, Russians said they saw a drone in the area. Yeah, and ISIS was right on the scene right away, taking pictures. And, it's just a false flag. So, yeah, it is getting serious. It's getting real serious. And there's going to come a breaking point where, the Russians have already been, they're restrained, but they're bold. I mean, they did go in and start bombing these guys at the request of Assad, and they can do other stuff too.
And, I think taking out that command and control of the terrorist thing was an enormously important geopolitical military act, which served notice. I don't think the Russians will hesitate to take anything out of the air that gets in the way. They're playing it fair, and they'll be whatever they do, they can justify it as being fair, equitable, and we told you, we warned you. That's what they're going to say.
Yeah, they took a CIA base out in Jordan already, too, inside of Jordan.
Uh-huh.
And that's what you do when you're manufacturing terrorists at that base, which is what they're doing. And and that's the thing. And they're in compliance. I mean, this whole John Kerry stuff, it's just good cop, bad cop. It's like there's no intent on the part of the United States government for peace in Syria. There's none.
Never
they
has
have
been.
To have Kerry up there looking like he's talking peace because he's a good cop. And meanwhile, Ash Carter and all these idiots in the State Department are talking war, and the generals are talking war. And so they have no intent. So every time the Russians gain a significant advantage, which is what happened because they took Aleppo back, that's when, we want a ceasefire. We want a ceasefire.
I wish Putin had said no to that. But,
I know. That's what he needs to start doing, exactly. He needs to start just saying no to that stuff and just say, no, sorry, we're just going to crush you until you're all gone. And that's exactly right, Jeff. That's what he needs to do. Because every time they do this fake ceasefire stuff, and during the whole ceasefire, of course, ISIS is bombing the hell out of everybody.
Getting resupplied, reorganized, the Nusra Front, all of them. They're all this. It's really a despicable display of imperialist aggression, genocide, and the fact that we are literally creating and directing most all the terrorists there. These are the people that are beheading little children. We're doing this, folks.
That's right.
We are behind it. It's enough to make you ashamed forever to be called an American. We've got to take our country back somehow. I don't know how, but this Pentagon, this Pentagram group is really evil, really bad news. And I guess what we're looking at here is we either change course somehow or it will be called the planet Rothschild, not the planet Earth.
Yeah. I mean, they just can't get enough, and that's where it's all going. And, they're squeezing people so hard in this country. The rent's going up so high everywhere. I don't know how these kids are making it. They're really not making it in a...
Well, grandpa and living with their children, grandsons are living with grandparents. Survive. And it's worse than that. Of course, the mainstream media is totally culpable in hiding this. They're not allowed to know how bad it really is.
No. As long as the stock market goes up, that's fine. As long as the Fed keeps printing free money. And that's why our Deutsche Bank can leverage 29-1. And that's why it keeps going up, because these banks have been insolvent for years. They never really, since 08, most of them have been insolvent. But as long as their stock price goes up, they can keep leveraging this free money out and play games, and there's the illusion that everything's okay. But that's all going to come to a screeching halt. Things are going to get even harder. But on the bright side, it might be the tipping point where, people can wake up maybe, and, we can start taking this country back and start, being proud of this country again.
You mentioned Deutsche Bank squeezing its creditors and trying to get as much as they can. The same thing, I think, can be overlaid on Hillary Clinton and her fundraisers. She canceled the Chapel Hill fundraiser, not because of health reasons, but because the donors were not going to show up. She's conned these people. She has a lust for money. She has wrung out her Jewish contributors and many others for as much as they're going to give. They know she doesn't need any more money for the campaign. She's not even campaigning. They don't need it. So she's trying to get as much money from these, and they didn't show up. There nothing else is scheduled. She's got one fundraiser scheduled. She probably won't keep it because none of them are turning out to give her their money anymore. That's the big secret. They quit. They know. Yeah. They quit. The woman's dying. She's crazy. This is all nuts. And they're not going to throw their money away. So... Yeah. And what were they doing giving her money? They're buying influence. Pay to play. Same thing. Doesn't matter if it goes in the Clinton Foundation or the Hillary for President campaign. Same thing.
Yeah, that's how it works. And that's what's got to change more than anything else. Because if we are going to get our country back, it's this money. And, you know, it's just, I mean, it's not democracy. Let's face it. We live under it's a place where you're appointed president. We live in a place where the president is appointed. You know, Obama wasn't elected. He was appointed. I mean, Bush
was placed
appointed.
Right,
he was placed in power. Yeah, by these bankers. And, when it suits them, they're capitalists. And they talk all about the free market, which isn't free. And then when it suits them, they want to get bailed out like little socialists, I guess, or something. You know, but it's a bifurcated reality. You can't even talk about isms, really, because it's just crooks. And who isn't a crook and who's a crook, really? And then there is no capitalism. There's no socialism. There's none of that stuff. So forget
about
it.
That's criminal. Criminals.
Criminals and not criminals. And there's very few criminals, but they run the whole thing. And, you know, and the people that go along, you know, get along, the people that take the cheese, well, then they become a little bit criminal, and they get cheese for it, you know. So if you're a criminal, you get rewarded. It's an economy of fraud, you know. And honest people don't get ahead in this world. They don't get ahead in this country. They get run over. But if you're not honest, you get ahead. It's just sickening.
Isn't that the truth? Isn't that the truth? Yeah.
Amen.
Absolutely. Just briefly, we got a break coming up here, but I want to go back to Syria. It's clear that Erdogan is not about to retreat. He's carving up the portions of Syria he's in. Nobody's slowing him down. He's going to continue. And now he's bitching that the Americans, he says, flew plane loads of arms and armaments into the Kurds. So he's pissed off about that. I don't know how much longer Assad can last. He wouldn't last 5 minutes if the Russians were to pull out. I don't see Putin backing down on this one. He knows. They're right at his southern doorstep. I don't think he's going to back down. And I would, frankly, like to see him knock some of these Predator drones down and whatever else gets in the way. I hope he makes good on his ultimatum.
Yeah.
It's time. No more Mr. Nice Guy. It's okay, Mr. Diplomat. He's done it. He's been there. He's done that. He's proved it.
Yeah, he's proved it. He's got nothing else to prove on that.
Absolutely. Yep.
Really, this stuff needs to just crush them. And they're getting close in Mosul. The Iraqi military is getting close to taking that. And I mean, it, ultimately, you know, you got to look at the big picture. And aside from all the media hype and everything else, and what the big picture tells you is the Russians and the Syrians and the Iranians are winning, and the United States is losing another war, another one, after Iraq, after Afghanistan, which we lost, after Vietnam, which we lost, Laos, we lost that, we lost Cambodia, we lost Nicaragua, Ortega's president again. You know, we just keep losing wars. Yeah. I mean, it really doesn't matter because they make money, and that's what matters. See, they make contracts. They get oil to both sides. They sell arms to both sides. Illicit drugs move in these war zones. You can bet there's tons of drugs going through the Golan Heights right now via the Israeli army and Mossad. And so that's what it really is all about. So it doesn't matter if they lose, but it's a hell of a deal. Is, you know, $23 trillion in debt, and they just keep giving us a black eye, and Americans keep taking it. We keep taking it like little bitches. And that's got to stop.
We just got to stop these parasites and just
say, hey, we're not going to do this anymore. Instead of waving our flags, being phony patriots, and then when the veterans come home, we can't even fund the hospitals or something. Yeah,
can't,
right.
Can't. No, it's sickening.
Can't do that.
Stand a
it's
minute.
It's sickening. It's just all a show.
Hold on a sec, Dane. We'll be right back. Okay, and back with Dean. You know, one thing I wish I could transmit to Vladimir Putin was how many Americans really appreciate him?
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot
yeah.
of them. And
Part
support him them. And respect him. The guy is what a statesman is supposed to be.
Yeah,
a leader of a country.
Yeah.
What the hell do we have? Boy, this creep in the White House. He has literally cast abuse on all of us, our heritage, our culture, our nation, for almost 8 years. And before him, 8 years of Bush. And before that, the Clintons. How it's amazing, it's a tribute to the founding fathers who crafted the Constitution, that we're still functional at all.
Yeah, the Constitution is just fine if they follow it.
That's all they got to do. It's just like, you know, the laws on the books for dealing with the illegal alien situation aren't being enforced. And if they were simply enforced, people have to come through the front door properly like they used to.
Right.
A lot of the
yeah.
problem would be
yeah.
solved right there. If American businessmen wouldn't hire illegals
right.
and hire Americans, a lot of the problem would be solved there, too. So,
yeah.
you know,
antitrust laws on the books, Sherman
yeah.
Clayton antitrust acts.
Yeah.
Teddy Roosevelt passed them, not being enforced.
Yep.
Nothing's
yep.
being enforced. That's the whole thing. Because it's a bunch of crooks, and then Loretta Lynch can meet with Bill Clinton on a plane.
Oh, come on.
My God, you know, people can't even see that. Well,
what a mockery of law, Dean. What a mockery of law.
Yeah, it is. There's no rule of law. You talk about the rule of law, but there's no rule of law. But there's a rule. See, it's a double system. It's a, you know, because for us, there's all laws everywhere. Laws,
yep.
laws, more
yep,
laws.
Yep.
More laws, can't do this, can't do that. But for them, they can do whatever they want. And that's just, that just tells you what's going on, and that is, it's an oligarchy, and there's just one set of rules for them and another set for us. And they really are trying to kill us all, depopulate us, get rid of us, use us up. Human race is being used and thrown away. And people just have to somehow get back to that humanity and strip away all this extraneous, you know, internet, TV, you know, all this stuff that's going on around them, swirling around them, this chaos. You have to just, at some level, forget about it and just remember who they are as human beings and live in the now and love and be compassionate and, you know, just get back to that because that's who we are.
How about just being responsible, for God's sakes? And
yeah, taking accountability.
Stop being a victim. Everybody's
right,
a victim.
Stop being a victim. Yeah, everybody's a victim. First they're a bully, then they're a victim. And, yeah, it's just so screwed up, but, it, you know, yeah, that's all we got. And I guess I'm you know, I'm... Look at what's happening in North Dakota, though. You know, that's about 100 miles from my hometown. And the Indians, you know.
Oh,
Indians
yeah, Sioux. The Sioux.
Yeah, they've had it. And Sitting Bull's grave desecrated, right? So
was it really?
Yeah, it's on that reservation, Standing Rock. And it either was or it was going to be. But I think for something this big, and again, the media doesn't report it, but 200 different tribes being represented there now. They've gone to the United Nations. And they did get an injunction on that pipeline. It stopped a couple days ago. They got the injunction. So that just shows you that not all hope's lost. And when enough people, you know, just get out and go there and just confront, then you can do stuff. But they're just more desperate than we are. If you go to Pine Ridge, you'll understand why. I mean, it's like living in Bolivia or something. It's worse. I mean, there's people literally starving. And, you know, you go to Charlotte and you can see the same situation down there. And I know Black Lives Matter and George Soros, and they're trying to instigate federalization of police, but black people have had it too, you can see. And they're not all working for that much. They're just pissed. And Indians are pissed. Why? Because they're more economically deprived than white people. And it's time for white people to get pissed. It's time to get up off the internet and get out in the streets and put a stop to some of this crap. That's the only way you ever do it. You know, it's not gonna. You're not gonna change the world on Facebook. You're
not with email. No.
With nothing. With nothing sitting behind a computer. You're gonna change the world by getting up and getting together with people and doing something. You know, we showed up in West Plains and we didn't have meetings. We didn't have a group. We said it was Occupy West Plains, okay? And we ran Bank of America out of town. And two times we went there, twice during that whole Occupy thing. And they left town. 36 people at one, 37 at the other one. Big deal. Well, it was a big deal for them. They freaked out. But that's just the power of people getting together, and that still matters, you know.
You know, and, you mentioned something really important. You mentioned Soros. The hand, that ugly bastard, his hand is manipulating a lot of what we're seeing here. In a way, he's disenfranchising people who do want to get out and make a difference. He's stealing that from them. See what I'm saying?
He's infiltrating. Yeah. That's what they're doing. That's what they do with everything. And he's the number one lieutenant of the Rothschilds, as I understand it. See, so he's big potatoes. He also is shorting the U.S. stock market and has sold all his U.S. stocks. So that doesn't convince people out there to do the same. They probably ought to think twice because they're never on the wrong side of the
trade. He's paying these people like $25 a day or something. I ran a story. I didn't vet it, but it looks right. 75% approximately of the people who were arrested in Charlotte had out of area identifications. They came in. They were sent in by Soros, his people, his organization. So that just, to me, it's a tragedy for people who really care, because they're just being used.
They're trying to start a race war, and we can't let them do it. We can't.
No.
We have to see what's really going on, which is just extreme poverty and extreme brutality.
Well, 95 million Americans don't have jobs.
No.
What the hell do they expect? And many of those 95 are married with families. Come on.
Yeah,
it's right in our face.
It's desperate. It could be the start of the revolution. We don't know yet. The Indians, too. We don't know yet. But everybody's going to have to do more, that's for sure. Oh, there's going to be no revolution. Before we even have a revolution, really, we have to have a revelation. The revelation is that, you know, there is this oligarchy and there is the Rothschilds and, you know, there is eight families in on the Federal Reserve and it's got to be nationalized. That's the big one. And they erase the debt and they killed Kennedy, man. And we haven't had a good president ever since. I mean, they terrorized Americans into submission right then and there.
You got it.
And
public,
terrorize every president.
In your face, public execution of the man who could have. He could have turned it. Now we got this woman. Bernie's been very quiet. They gave him $600,000 or they gave him that beach house and he's
Vermont
got three homes now and you go home and be quiet, Bernie. And he hasn't said anything. Here's this woman who literally I think she's dying. She's gravely ill, and they're pumping her up with everything you can imagine. She lost it last night, and just for you people who didn't hear it, I'll play this little clip, because listen to the sound of her voice. This echoes back to Gary Aldridge's book, the FBI agent who worked in the White House with the Clintons. He said, this woman is a screaming, harpy bitch, and just the worst. And just you'll hear some of these sounds here. Listen.
Actively. And I will fight back against so-called right to work. Right to work is wrong for workers and wrong for America. Now, having said all this, why aren't I 50 points ahead, you might ask? Well, the choice for working families has never been clearer. I need your help to get Donald Trump's record out to everyone.
All the woman can do is rag on Trump. She got nothing. Did you hear anything there about her campaign platform, the huge issues we face, free trade and all that crap? Nothing. That's all just ad hominem attacks on Trump. That's all she can do.
Oh, and by the way, Arkansas, right to work state. I lived there for a while. While the Clintons were in power. So
that's funny.
It's all blow. It's all just blow. She wants to tell everybody she's this progressive person, and she's just a millionaire bankster pawn. Okay, so
more than a millionaire.
You know, Jill Stein spray paint bulldozer blades up in North Dakota. You know, where are you, Clinton, or whatever? Where's Bernie, by the way? I mean, but it's like, I don't know. It's just phony. It's just all phony. It's like a show. And
it's a presidential reality show. That's what it is.
It's a presidential reality show, and it's not what it looks like. And all you got to do, just look at the facts. Just look at what she's done. She's just totally murdered.
She's got, as I say,
murdered them.
More felonies behind her than a freight train has cars. She's just dragging around so much criminality.
Yeah.
She's not corrupt. She's a criminal.
She's a criminal. She's a part of the Dixie Mafia. It runs through, through Mena, Arkansas, up through Walmart territory, Bentonville, because they're part of it, and up through Branson, Missouri, the big kitschy resort town. It's about 100 miles west of me. Goes right up through there.
You've been there?
Yeah, I lived there for a while, and I heard a lot of stories. And Don Tyson, you know, the Tyson, the biggest meat packer in the world now. Heard stories of people that tell him he used to smuggle coke into the country in racehorses. You know, he'd have in the bellies of racehorses from Colombia. And then, stories about Tyson trucks offloading cocaine just right in my hood, right where I lived. And there's meth in all the factories. I used to work in those factories because, you know, we were totally broke back then, so I was just doing temp labor, you know. And it was like they were encouraging the meth and the coke in the factories because people would work faster.
And, they'd never miss a day, would they?
Never miss a day, get all hopped up, do twice as much as they would if they weren't, and
that's
just
right.
Mindless robots, and that's what they want. And that was all under the Clintons, and they're knee-deep in the MENA drug trade, everyone knows that. Knee-deep in bringing BCCI into this country through Worthen Bank in Arkansas, Jackson Stevens and his little mafia. It's all tied to the St. Clinton Foundation people. Remember, we were talking about the foreign Indonesian donations even way back then, you know? And that's what it was. BCCI, it's the dirtiest bank probably ever in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Bank of Credit and Commerce International.
Mm-hmm.
Owned by the sheikhs, mainly the Sheikh of Oman, Sultan Qaboos, and then also the, you know, Saudis, the Qataris, the same people that donate to the Clinton Foundation, by and large. That's
right.
Where the big money comes from for the Clinton Foundation. And then what's Obama do today? Oh, he vetoes the bill.
You can't sue those Saudis, not my Muslim brothers. No.
Yeah, it's just, you know, it's more about the $250 trillion in treasury bonds that they threatened to sell if he did it. But that's how, you know, we're this great superpower, really. So, I mean, the Saudis basically have us by the gones because that's the quid pro quo. We, you know, you give us cheap oil, we arm you to the teeth, you buy our 30-year treasury bonds. And guess what matters the most? The 30-year treasury bonds, because we're $23 trillion in debt. And if they just did that, you talk about a collapse. I mean, so we got to straighten all this out, and we can do it, but it's just going to take the political will to stand up to them and say, well, you know, go ahead, we'll just bomb you. Why don't we bomb Saudi Arabia? That'd be a good idea. Why don't we bomb Israel? That'd be a good idea. I mean, why don't
we just wait a minute?
Who our allies
Dean?
Are and who our enemies are.
We just gave our Israeli brothers and sisters $38 billion
more. Yeah, $120 billion in arms sales to the Saudis. I mean,
unreal.
It's a record. It's a record. Obama this year gave the Saudis more arms sales than ever. And pictures of his big chairman of the Joint Chiefs meeting with Lockheed Martin executives at this banquet. And, I mean, it's just, we know what it is. It's just corruption. But, you know, these people are not patriots. In other words, these people are scumbags. These people don't care about America. These people...
They don't care about human life, in my view. That's the real issue.
Human
they
life,
do not either. Care about human life at all. Nothing.
No, it's nothing. We're just cattle. We're just going. We're just people to use and...
Yeah.
And stuff.
And you brought up that issue of that email. That email about doing penance to Lynn Rothschild should have been front page news. Was quickly swept away. I tried to talk about it, but that was the whole story right there. Just obscene.
Still
obscene. Groveling to the Rothschilds.
A lot of people think that Bill was the illegitimate son of Winthrop Rockefeller.
I think that's correct.
It's probably correct because they never, you know, he's just a single mother in Hope, Arkansas, and Winthrop Rockefeller runs the state of Arkansas big time. Owns the university, owns International Paper, which is what Whitewater scandal was all about. It was International Paper land, and they're just controlled by these bankers, and that's all there is to it. So if that's who you want to be president, you're nuts. You're nuts. I don't know. Yeah, it's just, Jill Stein. So, it's like a 2%.
Maybe.
I won't have to have nightmares about voting for the other ones. Yeah, maybe. But it's a dire situation. But it's going to wash out. And like I said, hopefully this economic collapse is coming. It will happen. And, you know, this time, hopefully, people wake up. Seemed like people in 08 when it happened, they started waking up a little bit. There was people going to the houses, Bank of America executives, and protesting the housing. You know, there's people starting to do stuff. There's people waking up. And then 2011 turned around, they went back asleep.
Right.
And that's where we're at. And that's what it's going to take, because their 401ks have to get wiped out. I'm sorry. But it's just, you can't hitch your wagons to the devil and expect good things to happen.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm sorry. I feel bad for them, but on the other hand, you should have knew better. You know, nobody's going to bail me out if I hit, you know, if I make a dumb mistake like that. And I don't expect to be bailed out. And you just got to make smart decisions, and that's not a smart decision.
See, we live in an age of non-accountability, and everybody does expect to be bailed out.
To be bailed out, yeah.
And it's just the whole MO of entitlements is sickening. And it's to me, it goes against human nature. Human beings are supposed to want to create shelter, grow food, have a family, provide, protect. That's all taken away.
Yep. Be self-reliant. Not
totally taken away.
I need a group. You know, you can meet with people, you can work together with them, but you don't have to, you know, have that. And, you know, that's right. And that's who we are. That's just the essence of who we are. And they're trying to really take that away. And, make people pretty much, it's the empire thing too. I mean, we live in an empire, and people get complacent, and they get physically lazy, they get intellectually lazy, they get spiritually lazy, because we really have it good. I mean, despite all the things we talked about, how bad it is, I mean, we still have it way better.
Oh, are you kidding?
Than anywhere else.
Nobody else has it this good.
Go to Guatemala and check that out. I mean, it's horrible. It's just been trashed, it's polluted, and fourth world, and people starve, and I mean, we've done that to them, our government, our corporations, the corporations that run the world that do that to us, but they do it to them even more. And so we get complacent. You know, that's the biggest thing. And that's why I say it's going to, you know, a revolution only happens when the conditions are right. Well, the conditions are right on Pine Ridge. Maybe the conditions are right in Charlotte. But the conditions have to be right in this whole damn country. And people have to get up off their butts, and they have to say, you know, I'm going to stand on the side on the right side, the justice of fairness, instead of standing on the wrong side and trying to kind of hide behind the bankers and have them like pull you through with their locomotive and you become some millionaire or something. You think you're going to be here. It's all a dream anyway, people. You're not going to do it. And, you know, they're going to screw you in the end. But it's beyond that. It's a moral issue, you know.
Right.
It's a moral issue. I would never put a dime in the stock market because I conscience.
No.
I have a conscience. You know, it's not about, I'm worried about
out of conscience.
Out of conscience. And that's, you know,
it's one of the most visible tentacles of the evil satanic control mechanism on the planet, the stock
market. It's the engine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right there.
It's the engine.
It's really amazing.
Really, you know, Federal Reserve beyond that, but they run it all. So, people, non-participation and all that is the best way, and they'll feel better about it, too.
I'm going to go back. We got a few minutes. The Middle East. How much more? Here we are bombing, killing maybe 100, who knows, 80, 90, 100 Syrian military troops, wounding hundreds more, allowing ISIS to make a big rush. They rolled through that area, took apparently a commanding strategic position. I don't know what it was, some hilltop or something.
Took over a base, I think.
Yeah. You got Russians killing American special forces, Mossad special forces, Brit special forces in there working together, controlling these terrorists. The Russians are the good guys. We shouldn't be in there. Our guys, by the way, there was a story yesterday, our special forces don't want to be there. They know they're being used. They know they're training these evil, subhuman creepers. Anyway, what's going to happen? How much longer before it goes to the point of no return? We're close.
I don't have the answer to that, Jeff, but we're close. And, you know, you got the, like I said, you got the Turks in there, you know, with their agenda.
Oh, absolutely.
The Saudis in there with their agenda.
Try and get the Turks out. It ain't going to happen.
And, you know, who even knows where the Turks stand right now? You know, do they stand with the Russians? Do they stand with
I don't know. Erdogan's playing all three sides against the middle.
Yeah, that's what the Turks do. Because I think it's geography. They're, you know, nexus of Europe and Asia, and they've always done that. They switch sides, geez, a lot. I mean, they first are allied with Israel, and they're not for another 10 years, and then they are, and then they're not.
You know what they call them? Just our listeners don't know this, but Turkey has long been known as the sick man of Europe because it doesn't know what the hell it's doing. It's out there. It's not involved. It isn't involved. And it's a mess.
It's a crossroads. There's a lot of drugs go through there. A lot of arms go through there. That's the other thing. It's very economically and geographically strategic area mm-hmm. for these banksters, because anything coming into Europe goes to Turkey. Anything going out of Europe illicitly goes to Turkey. And it's oil, guns, and drugs. That's what the three things are. And,
meanwhile, what happens in Ukraine? Rapidly becoming the poorest country in Europe. Ukraine, nuclear Ukraine, nuclear power plants, Russian ICBMs in silos in Ukraine, guarded by Ukraine special forces people. Yes, that's true. Yes, they're there. Porky still in charge, or whatever he is. It's a joke. The whole thing is sickening. When Porky took over, I said they're going to rape this country to the bone, and that's what they've done. Meanwhile, you got Donetsk and Lugansk, and Crimea is free and prospering, and Putin has made it quite clear, according to Russell, who's on the phone, Bentley from Texas, who's over there fighting with the people in Donetsk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Russell's a good guy. Mm-hmm. He says Putin has made it very clear. He says we will not tolerate Donetsk, Lugansk mm-hmm. to be overrun, or Crimea. By these people from Kiev. Not going to happen.
No. And so, that's where all the good stuff is. That's where all the factories are.
Of
course they're impoverished. They got nothing. What do they expect? I mean, so... Yeah, so that's dicey. It's all dicey. It's hard to say what the tipping point is. I mean, it's getting close, though. It really is. And I think the U.S. is losing, okay? So they're desperate. I mean, and how desperate are they? How bad do they want to... get rid of Assad.
How did the Pentagon deal with that? That was a major command and control operation that the Russians just completely obliterated. Gone.
Yep.
Pentagon can't say a damn thing about it. We're not supposed to be there doing that. So they can't talk.
I think they're really scared of the Russians, honestly. I mean, they should be. I heard a British ex-general come out the other day and say, basically, he thought that Russians had military superiority over the U.S. and Britain at this point, and NATO and everything. And they might actually. They better watch out. I mean, that's all I can say. I mean, it's just they really are going to. They're just going to continue to be defeated. And Russia, they can kind of play nice guy, because even though this happened, they'll retake that base. They'll retake everything, and then then they'll come crying. It's like play the bully, and then play the victim. This victim thing you're talking about, and that's what they did to get the ceasefire. And at some point, the Russians just say, sorry, no more ceasefires. You've not honored them, and we're going to take food and medicine into people, and screw the UN, because that's just a cover. A lot of times the Red Cross, these organizations are just Amnesty.
Oh, the Red Cross is one of the most crooked, corrupt, rotten organizations on the planet. Believe it. Believe it.
Red Cross.
Donate your blood. Give your blood to the Red Cross.
And we'll sell it. Yeah.
God.
The vampires, they want you to donate your blood, and then they'll sell it.
It's amazing.
Red Cross sells blood. They don't give it away. So
what a nightmare.
It's horrible.
Dean, thank you, my friend. Talk to you next month. We'll see what happens.
Thanks a lot for having me, Jeff. Take care of yourself.
Thank you. You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye.
Dean Henderson. And we will be back with Professor James Fetzer, been bringing you up to date. Jordan Maxwell joins us in Hour 3 tonight, so lots ahead.